This is an iHeart podcast.
Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Apparently, we're just going to play the opening of the show music all 3 hours tonight, Chris. Look, I'm all about it. Right? I'm excited. I'm glad to see you're excited. Definitely not just screwing something up. Either way, we're going to talk about what Dome just announced today. That's interesting. Apparently, we have discovered life on another planet. We're going to talk about this communist in New York trying to grab for your guns. All that, emails, the entitlement of illegals, and so much more coming up in the final hour of the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, Dome, also known as Kamala Harris, came out today and she made an announcement. Quote, "In recent months, I've given serious thought to asking the people of California for the privilege to serve as their governor. I love their state, its people, and its promise. It's my home, but after deep reflection, I've decided I will not run for governor this election," she said in a statement released Wednesday. Now, I'm not going to insult your intelligence. You know exactly what this means. I know exactly what this means. That's not an announcement that she's not running for governor. That's an announcement that she's running for president. Let's talk about this. Kamala Harris, what's the running joke? The running joke is that Kamala Harris got her start in political office by dating Willie Brown, who was a real political power broker in California. Yeah, he was married at the time. Willie Brown grew up, I don't know if you know this, in a house of ill repute. That's a true story. So Willie Brown had a rough upbringing. Look, we'll set aside Willie Brown anyway. Kamala Harris, as a young woman, dated him. Then, as soon as he got her political career going, she dropped him like a hot potato and moved on. But that's not just her story. She was constantly ladder climbing in politics. In ways that are almost unique. And I know politicians do this, especially the majorly ambitious ones do. But she would fight and scratch and claw. Ask Willie Brown. She'll do anything in order to get ahead. She will. That's what made the story so funny. It wasn't the dating. It was the ambition. It was the naked ambition. Remember during the debate? Remember during the debate with Joe Biden, this was the first time? I think it was the first debate they had. Joe Biden, Kamala, they're on stage, and she's losing at this point in the primary. She got a little bump right when she jumped in because the American media saw a woman of color and they decided she was the second coming of Jesus, but the public quickly figured out this airhead doesn't know anything about anything, and so her poll numbers went up and then, boop, cratered immediately. By the time she debated Joe Biden, she had no chance, zero, zip, zilch, to win that primary. That primary was over for her. I think she was polling at 2% or something like that, 1% or 2%. She still knifed Joe Biden, essentially calling him a KKK member who opposed busing on the debate stage. This is a woman who would knife her own mother without a moment of hesitation to get ahead. An insanely ambitious woman. And let's remember, she always had her eyes on the top job. Tried very hard for the top job. She rose to be VP. Now, I realize she was a diversity hire. And don't email me and tell me you're offended. I don't care if you're offended. Joe Biden said he would only pick a black woman. That's a diversity hire. If you want to stop getting called diversity hires, then stop announcing ahead of time you're doing diversity hiring. It's not my problem. It's your problem. She's a diversity hire. But it doesn't matter how she got there. She got to be vice president of the United States of America. Then she ran for president. She was handed $2 billion by Obama's fundraising network and blew the whole thing. Donald Trump's now president of the United States of America. But Blowing it has never held Kamala back, ever. Just because she blew it once before, this woman's going to try again. This was not an announcement that she's not running for governor. She might as well have come out today and announced she's running for president of the United States of America. Now, maybe you're sitting there saying, yes, but she's going to lose again. She's going to get crushed again. And you're right. She cannot make it out of a primary. Even idiotic, useless, robotic communists who vote in Democrat primaries, even they hate Kamala Harris. She was never a threat to win a primary before. She won't be a threat the next time, I don't think. But there's no way a woman who's still relatively young, I think she's 60 right now, in politics, shoot, anymore, she's a spring chicken. But 60's definitely young enough to run. There's no way. I'm right, 60 years old? Man, I know so much stuff, don't I, Chris? What? Anyway, there's no way a woman like that is going to retire and ride off into the sunset. And the logical choice, the choice you would make, and maybe the choice I would make, probably the choice I would make is, okay, you rose to be vice president. Clearly, the American people reject you. You can blame them or whatever, but clearly, whatever you're selling, they're not buying. But you were vice president. You have access to millions and millions of dollars in the communist fundraising network, in the university system. You could walk away from all of it right now, and your family would want for nothing. You would spend the rest of your days, what, she's 60? I mean, I don't know her genes, but 15, 20, 30 years she's got left on this planet. You could spend the next few decades on private jets, or at least flying first class with your family. Actually, it'd be private jets. In private jets with your family, luxury five-star hotels, not working too hard. You could have easy street for the rest of your life. People like Kamala Harris aren't built like that. It's a very good point, Chris. Chris just said power is their hobby. It's all they have. Have you ever noticed that we can't ever fully get rid of Hillary Clinton? No matter what. She's like a tick. She has latched on to our political system, and about once a month, once every 2 months, she'll be on The View. She'll be on a stage somewhere giving a speech. We'll play something from Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton was not only the first lady of the United States of America for 8 years. Hillary Clinton was a United States senator from one of the biggest, most important states in the Union, New York, and then went on to be Secretary of State. I know she's a soulless monster because she's Hillary Clinton, but as far as life's resumes go, that's a pretty good one. I mean, she's going to be written in the halls of power of America, whatever way you want to view those halls. And that's already done. And she's in poor health. Remember when she ran for office? We know it was probably now because of horse tranquilizers or whatever she was on, but they had to chuck her in the back of a van in New York like an old sofa. We watched it on video. It's still video. You can watch it completely out on her feet. Remember she kept falling? And I never made fun of her for that because I've always thought old people falling and hurting themselves is so sad. Even people I hate, I hate that. I hate when I hear about that. She fell and broke her hip. She fell and I hated that. But she kept falling. Her staff kept having to catch her. She was falling. She's in terrible health. You've done everything you could do in political life. You're in terrible health and still she's on stage. These people, we can't get rid of them. You can't get rid of these types. Kamala Harris is going to run for president. And look, she could win a primary. And I don't think so. But she could. And what happens if our candidate has a scandal? What happens if our candidate has a heart attack? What happens if Democrats try to blow his head off again and succeed this time? Let's not forget they tried to do that with Donald Trump. Let's really not forget. Not only did they do that, but we don't know anything about the guy who almost blew Donald Trump's head off. Setting that aside, you don't know what might happen. You don't know. Life comes at you fast. All right, let's do some emails. Someone wants to talk about this New York City thing, what CNN said. In fact, we'll talk about this dirty communist in New York and going for your guns. Before we do that, you know there's a new website out there, Chuck.com/Jesse. This is brand new. You already know about Chuck, C-H-O-Q. You know the hardcore anti-communists at Chuck. They have the best natural herbal supplements I have ever seen in my life. There is nothing besides Red Lobster that I have put in my body for 3+ years. I have taken a male vitality stack from Chalk for over 3 years. Every single day. When I travel with it. I feel so much better. I'm actually angry. I feel, you know what I feel like? I feel like the 5, maybe 10 years before I started taking it, I feel like I wasted them in some way. That's how good I feel now. They have a female vitality stack for women. Give it 90 days. They have a male vitality stack for men. You don't want to start with a stack? Try some Chalk Lit Powder. Vitamins, minerals, it's packed full of it. Pour it in your milk in the morning. Water in the morning. Juice if you're gross. Pour it in a smoothie. Chuck.com/Jesse is your one-stop shop for all this. And if you have questions, that's as natural as their supplements. Ask them, they'll answer it. Chuck.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. Before I get to this email about New York City and this communist, I'm sorry, but Jewish producer Chris and Corey and I, we were talking during the break because we were talking about Hillary Clinton and how you can't get rid of her. I just have to tell you about this. I don't know if I want to call her a warrior, a survivor. I'm not sure the word I want to put on it. But so we are in an office building. The studio we have is in an office building in Houston. And there's a cleaning crew. Well, I should clarify, there was a cleaning crew. Trump deported most of them. That's just the way it goes. But from the first moment we have, Chris, how long have we been in that building? 3 years? 2, 3 years? 4 years? 4 years. They built us this studio in this building. For 4 years, there has been one little Mexican lady, little chunky. And she is comfortably the laziest cleaning person I have ever seen in my life. I catch her, well, really, every single time I see her, I'll catch her cleaning nothing. And she's so cleaning nothing that when she even attempts to pretend to be cleaning something, it makes it look worse. I didn't even tell you guys during the break, I've caught her out in the parking lot. And she was just wandering around the parking lot, and she saw me coming, and she bent over and, like, picked up a piece of trash. I have caught her. So our building has elevators, and it has stairs. I'm a pretty in-shape person, so I try to take the stairs down whenever I can. I take the stairs. No one ever takes the stairs in our building. I think there's a bunch of feminists, so they stick with the elevators. I have caught her in the stairwell more times, 50 times. It's a common occurrence. I'll be taking the stairs down, this real secluded stairwell, and I'll catch her just standing in the stairwell. And the second she sees me, she always has the same rag in her hands. I don't think it's been washed in 50 years. And she just reaches up and starts rubbing the stairwell. Like, why are you even rubbing the banister, the railing in the stairwell? Every other cleaner has fallen away. ICE came in and got them all, I'm sure, except for one. The one who never did a thing. And the others were awesome. They would come in, and I would hablar with them, and Jewish producer Chris would roll his eyes and get embarrassed, but I'd be like, hola, ¿cómo estás? And I even, remember when I tipped them that one time? I flipped them a 20 to start doing the dishes, because we don't do dishes. We don't have any women in our studio, so we don't know how to do the dishes. but we knew they did. That's their specialty. Flipped her a 20. They started doing the dishes. Boom, deported. Lost our dishwasher too. They would come in and bust their butts, vacuuming everything. We never saw the chunky one. She was always hiding in the stairs, always rubbing something, doing nothing. They have all gone home. They're all back in Guatemala, and here she is, still rubbing the same spot in the stairs she's been for 4 years. And there was a time where, because I value hard work, where I was kind of resentful of the whole thing. I wasn't personally paying her salary. I know it goes into the rent, and so in a roundabout way, we are, but I wasn't personally paying it, so I'm not going to stress, and I don't want to get some cleaning lady fired, so I've never said anything to management. I don't care. I'm not going to get a poor cleaning lady fired, but I still was a little bit resentful because the other ones were working so hard. They're scrubbing away. You should see the dishes Chris makes with the disgusting things he has in the office. The other ones are working hard. This one never did a thing, but that disdain for her has grown into admiration. How is she still there? She's still hanging on. You can't get rid of her. She's the ultimate survivor. I'm convinced at this point in time, we will be leaving that building and she'll still be there. You know what we're going to do too? We're stopping by to see her on the way out in the stairs. And I'll tell her, Chris, look, we're rooting for you now. Okay, keep going. We're rooting for you now. Hey, Jesse, I know the Muppets at CNN are terrible and have zero journalistic integrity. I try not to let their commie gaslighting get under my skin. But reporting the gunman yesterday in New York City as, quote, possibly white should make every legal gun owner in this country angry. Look, we don't have to cover the whole thing again. The reason they said that, about that madman who walked in, murdered a bunch of people. Apparently he was trying to get to the NFL offices and took the wrong elevator like a moron. Apparently he was a running back, hit the wrong hole one last time, took the wrong elevator, and just went up and killed a bunch of innocent people like a freaking demon. And I heard what CNN said. Possibly white. Just remember, the American left views white people as the enemy. Anytime anything happens, they will do whatever they can to blame it on white people. I'm used to this by now. You are too. We've already explained the friend-enemy distinction thing. And it's just the kind of frustrating world we happen to live in. That's frustrating. But pain doesn't have to be, because we have Relief Factor. Because of Relief Factor, you don't have to wake up and grab your back first thing anymore. You don't have to. By the way, do you get headaches a lot? Have you tried Relief Factor yet? Relief Factor is 100% drug-free. But you know what? I want you to listen to this. Quote, I was dealing with debilitating pain and fatigue. I've been taking Relief Factor for about 2 months, and now I'm back to running my business, fishing, gardening, and doing the things that really matter to me. Do you want your life back? You're 3 weeks away from having your life back. Let Relief Factor give it to you. 100% drug-free, a supplement. You take it every day. Get your life back. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. Don't sit and live with pain. And stop taking things that mask it, because it's killing you. Relieffactor.com, 1-800-4-RELIEF. Now, speaking of New York, let's talk about what this dirty commie said today about guns. Hang on.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Wednesday. Do not forget to email your Ask Dr. Jesse questions in for tomorrow. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this. I'll just play a couple quick things. This Mamdani guy who's about to carpet bomb maybe my favorite city in the country, New York. First, credit to the reporter for asking, hey, you're up here today. Crocodile tears about a dead cop, but you wanted to defund the police.
I wish you hadn't said some of those things a few years back.
My statements in 2020 were ones made amidst a frustration that many New Yorkers held at the murder of George Floyd and the inability to deliver on what Eric Adams, of all people, described.
Yeah, we got it. So he had to lie about the fact that he wants to defund the police. That's not important. What is important is why he said this.
So we've launched this program called Shine LA.
That was the wrong button.
And as New Yorkers across the five boroughs and Americans across the country mourn this mass shooting, we are reminded that no matter how strong our gun laws are in this state, we are only as safe as the weakest laws in this nation. And so in this moment, the onus is on all of us to follow the words of Alan's brother and to put forward a vision of stronger gun laws. And I echo the call from Governor Hochul for a nationwide ban on assault rifles.
Just remember, Zoran Mandani, Zoran, whatever his dumb name is, Kathy Hochul, pick your Democrat who does this. They have never shed a single tear after a shooting of any kind. These people are not built that way. They, in fact, cheer when there's a shooting because what they really want, it's not for people to stop dying. What they really want, the mountaintop they want and they've never been able to achieve, is disarming you so they can hurt you. And I've explained it before like this, at least I think I have, but I'll explain it this way again. Imagine you are a climber, a mountain climber, and you have worked so hard and you've trained so hard. And the goal is to crest Mount Everest. Obviously, a very difficult thing. People have done it, but very difficult thing, very dangerous thing to do. But you have busted your butt for years and years and years with the goal of cresting Mount Everest. And you start your climb. And you're scratching and clawing. You're up. You're going. And finally, you can see the crest. You are 100 feet away. That huge mountain. And a gigantic, blinding snowstorm comes in and stops you in your tracks. You know you're close. You know you can almost touch it. You can almost taste it. But you can't get there. That's how the American communist feels about you having guns. Through their activism, their demonic nature, they have torn through every good and decent part of this country for years, ripping this apart and ripping that apart, from the schools to the family units to Hollywood to the government, the FBI, you name the institution, they've torn it up and destroyed it. But they can't ever reach the crest unless they disarm you. Because the true crest, the true conquest for the communist means having a universal hold on power. You own all of it. Once you have that, then you can make them do whatever you want. You want to tell them to get jabbed? They don't have a choice. Want to tell them to stop driving that car? They don't have a choice. You want to send the troops into their homes? They don't have a choice. They don't ever have a choice because you have all the guns, all the power, and every single American Democrat knows it. And it drives them insane. They hate it. They can't stand it. That statistic we've talked about before on the show, how America's private citizens own more guns and ammunition than all the military and every law enforcement agency in this country by orders of magnitude. You are more armed than every government force in this country by orders of magnitude. You may not have never heard that before. Every single Democrat knows it, and they can't stand it. That's why they'll do the most soulless, evil thing in the world, and they'll stand on top of dead bodies and cry for more guns because it is the crest they've never been able to achieve yet. If that snowstorm would just get out of the way, then they can finally make you do all these things, but it just won't leave. That's what your guns are. And in case you doubt me, go look it up. I don't have it in front of me, but go look it up. What the polling was of American Democrats during COVID, what they wanted done to you if you didn't get vaccinated, if you didn't wear a mask, a shocking percentage wanted you imprisoned, wanted your children taken away from you. This is how communists, this is how Democrats think. Force. I'll make them do what I want. I'll make them do what I want. And the fact that you have guns and ammo, it stops them. No matter how bad it gets, no matter how many elections we lose, no matter how much we lose the FBI, CIA, military, whatever, local law enforcement, no matter how bad it gets, it can't ever get to the place they truly want because you have more guns and ammo than they will ever have. And you may not know it, but they do. I promise you, they do. Let's do some emails. Jesse, listening to the Kamikaze segment, remember that was Monday and Tuesday of this week if you want to nerd out on some history, iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. My dad, oh, this is cool. My dad, William Howie Hawkeye, I'm sorry if I'm saying Howie wrong, I don't know how to say that, Howie Hawkeye on the USS Ticonderoga survived two kamikaze attacks on January 21st, 1945. Man, he died in Boston. Oh, man. On May 4th, 1980, at the USS Ticonderoga reunion with my mom and his shipmates. He died of a massive heart attack, and I cried for days. That hurts, man. Obviously, it hurts to lose a great man like that. It hurts to lose your father. I know that all too well. But I don't know. Maybe you'll hate me for this. Maybe you won't. In a way, isn't that kind of beautiful? Isn't that kind of amazing that in 1945, your dad fought, survived, like a warrior, like the warrior he was. And then when he finally did go home, he got to go with his shipmates. That's, I know it hurts. I know. And I know this is years and years ago, so maybe you're okay by now. And maybe you're mad at me. And by the way, you're more than welcome to yell at me. You're warranted. It's your father, not my father. In a way, isn't that kind of beautiful? All those years later, decades later, got together with the fellas, and that's when he checked out. Anyway, all right, let's do some more emails. I do have to talk about the fact that we apparently found life on another planet, and I didn't know. I want to do some emails. I also want to make sure that your retirement is safe. Isn't that something you think about? All those years, working all those years, putting money away, not taking a vacation every chance you get, not a new diamond necklace, socking money away. And then you retire or you're about to, and you have to sit and wonder, is it going to be there? Well, I can't make any guarantees on the stock market. I would never do that. I don't make promises like that, but I'll guarantee you this. Gold will have value today, tomorrow, next year, a century from now, 2,000 years from now, gold will have value. Nothing lasts like precious metals. Get some in your retirement. I can't tell you how to do that. I don't know. I didn't know myself when I did it. Gold Co. does. I don't have to. That's what Gold Co. does. Gold Co., the company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. They will put physical gold or silver in your hands. That's important. And they'll get some in your retirement. Call them. 855-817-GOLD. You might even qualify for free silver or you can go to jessielikesgold.com. jessielikesgold.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of The Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic, a wonderful Wednesday. By the way, am I going to have the headlines I didn't get to button? Because the it's okay, Chris. Look, we're having some soundboard issues tonight, so I'll handle all the soundboard stuff myself. Yes, I will, Chris. I can handle that. We won't have the legions of fans to help, but I'll handle it tonight. So I have always been, I'm just going to admit it to you right now, skeptical, extremely skeptical that there's life on another planet. It's not that I'm no on that. It's not that I'm no. It's not that I'm yes. If you email me and tell me, Jesse, I'm sure of it, I'm not going to tell you a nutball. If you email me and tell me, Jesse, no way, I'm not going to call you a nutball. What, Chris? What? Chris said, what are the odds there are so many planets out there? Well, maybe. The way I have always looked at it is, whether there are or aren't, it's really kind of God's prerogative, right? Maybe we're the final version. Look, maybe we're the test case. Maybe we're the beta version. Maybe he's figuring out what works and doesn't work with this whole creation thing. I don't know. That's up to the God of the universe. It's not up to me. So I've been skeptical. I do, however, I try to, on your behalf, because we want to do a good show for you every night on the Jesse Kelly Show, I try to stay relatively in the know on the news. So if there's anything that is major, I like to know about it. Apparently there's been some movement on the whole life alien thing. And I didn't know. I didn't find out until I sat down. Chris printed me this headline. Mars to invest $2 billion in U.S. manufacturing. So we're already doing trade deals with them? When did that happen? Why are you laughing, Chris? I think it's awesome. And not only that, they're on our side. I was led to believe through Hollywood fake news that we would be at war. $2 billion straight from Mars. Pretty cool, right? Pretty cool stuff. Let's do some emails. Jesse, I love your show. Keep up the good work. I've studied the Second World War, especially the Pacific Theater. I managed to watch a great course, so on and so forth. They discuss the production might of the United States war industry machine. They accurately estimated that 400 aircraft per day were produced for both theaters. We could produce aircraft quicker than they could destroy them. Isn't that mind-boggling? You know, I'm going to be so mad at myself. Oh, I remember where it was when I read this. So I was reading a book yesterday. I've been reading a book. In fact, I finished it yesterday called About Face. Let me say that two more times so you don't email me asking the name of the book. About Face. One more time. About Face is the name of the book. It's about Army Lieutenant Colonel Korea and Vietnam veteran, Hackworth is his name. Great book. Anyway, so he, as a very, very, very young man before Korea, lied his way into the Army. He lied about his age. Lied his way into the Army, and he was guarding a German. And he was a teenager at the time. He was guarding a German they had captured. And apparently he was kind of talking mess to the German of, oh, ha, ha, you big and bad Germans, if you're so big and bad, then why are you sitting here captured? Why am I guarding you and you're my prisoner? And I'm paraphrasing, but this is how the conversation went. The guy told him that he was in charge of, I think it was an anti-tank platoon, something like that. He said, I was in charge of an anti-tank platoon. You guys would send a tank down the road and I would destroy it. And then you would send another tank down the road and I would destroy it. And then another one, I would destroy it. And then another one, I would destroy it. And then another one, I would destroy it. And eventually, I didn't have any more ammunition, and your tanks kept coming down the road, and I had to surrender. Just think about that. How, I know it's a little dark because remember, every one of those tanks destroyed is a crew that is dead, but think about how mind-boggling it was what America's manufacturing sector used to be in this country. In some ways, I don't want to act like it's all gone. I'm not saying that. In some ways, we are capable of a lot. We're not nearly capable of that. In wars, all wars, large and small, no matter how good your stuff is, things will break. Planes, trains, automobiles. That's a great movie. Planes, tanks, ships, whatever. Things will break. Remember, at the start of World War II, we talked about it in the kamikaze thing, the Japanese had a better navy than we did. They really did. They had better planes than we did. They didn't have the industry to make more. They didn't have quality things like the IQ sense from Scheffman. You see what Scheffman did. Scheffman did what Japan couldn't do. Scheffman improved on the IQ sense. They're on gen number two. They're not still flying the Mitsubishi Zero. They've moved on to number two. Their new probe can handle up to 1,000 degrees, 75% longer battery life. The wireless cooking thermometer you stick in your meat and leave in your meat, the one that where your phone tells you it's done, yeah, Scheffman has improved upon it. How about that? You want 15% off one of those? You want perfect meat every single time? Go to chefiq.com and use the code Jesse and get them. They come in ones, twos, threes, and fours, I believe. I have the double, but get whatever you want. Chefiq.com, promo code Jesse. All right. It's headlines I didn't get to. What, Chris? Doesn't that sound real? It's headlines I didn't get to with Jesse Kelly. Project 2025 author to challenge Lindsey Graham in the GOP primary for his South Carolina Senate seat. Well, this is good. I'm not overly hopeful because Trump has, of course, already endorsed Lindsey Graham. So I'm not super hopeful, but a challenge, a significant challenge, is a good thing. Maybe he can raise enough money to make some noise. Lindsey Graham is putrid and shouldn't be there. Republicans push past Democrat obstruction to confirm Trump-aligned judge. We're too slow on the judges, but we are getting some through. Trump announces 25% tariff on India plus a penalty for trade with Russia. And that really stinks for India. By the way, tomorrow is Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions emailed in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.